help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio. WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel. I'm the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Carol Abaya. She's a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist who writes a wonderful column called The Sandwich Generation. She is a nationally recognized expert in aging and elder care issues, and she's appeared on Tom Brokaw's Nightly News, NBC, FNN, CNN, and CBS. And she's been featured in the New York Times, Kiplinger's Retirement Report, and New Choices magazine. So I want you to stay tuned because she's going to tell us all about her views on caregiving and her column, The Sandwich Generation. So stay tuned, and we're going to meet Carol Abaya in just a minute.
Investware products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. Investware's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the Investware website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. Investware.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm Jacqueline Marcel. And coming up now, we're going to be speaking with Carol Abaya. She writes a nationally syndicated column called The Sandwich Generation, which deals with a wide variety of aging issues and elder parent care situations. Her website is great. It's thesandwichgeneration.com, thesandwichgeneration.com. And her past columns can be viewed on globesyndicate.com. Welcome. Welcome, Carol.
How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm good.
That's good.
So tell everybody what it really is, the sandwich generation.
The sandwich generation are those people who are caught in the middle of having to take care of or be concerned about their aging parent. Then they have young kids on the other side, and they're in the middle.
I can't even imagine that. I mean, I was, you know, caregiving my parents for a year, and I didn't have young children, and I had to give up my whole career and life and job and everything to go do that, and had just ended a long-term relationship. So the only thing I had to focus on was my parents, and it was horrendous. So I can't even imagine having a family and children and being doing the caregiving, and it's just got to be unbelievably difficult.
It is, and I get email messages from people across the country all the time. I got one just last week from a woman who's 29 and has a young kid, and her in-laws are the ones who have a problem, and then her mother-in-law, who apparently is not a nice person, wants to move in with her and her husband and kid. She wants to know, you know, what should she do?
Yeah.
And it's difficult.
Oh, yay, yay. You know, I want to talk the financial aspect a little bit. What do you think that seniors and the sandwich generationers, is that what we can call the sandwich generationers?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think our objective should be in regarding finances?
I think everyone's finances objective should be, first, maximize income. Second, minimize taxes, both current and estate. And protect your asset principal. And, of course, with the stock market the way it is, it's very, very difficult to do that, but there are some ways of doing it.
Suggestions?
Well, maximizing your income by, if you have investments, invest them in tax-free kinds of investments. Then you don't pay taxes on the interest that you earn.
Right.
When I had to take my mother's finances over a number of years ago, she had a lot of money in just CDs, which protected the principal, but then she had to pay a lot of taxes on the interest that she earned.
Right.
So we shifted a chunk of that into tax-free, because then it would give her the more income, and she was paying less taxes.
So bottom line, get to a financial advisor who can look at your situation and evaluate and help you if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I don't know. I don't think financial advisors today are that good. That's my own personal prejudice, and I've said that many times in my column. I think the times now are very, very tricky, and people shouldn't panic, and people should stay put as to where they are until things come back.
Yeah.
You do have to be concerned about it, but I think there's other things that you need to do to protect your assets, and most people don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Cut that out!
Uh-oh, what's going on over there?
I'm babysitting and they're making a lot of noise. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's part of the sandwich. I'm the top half of the sandwich.
You're a sandwich generationer. So what are some of the things that seniors do that put their money at risk?
Okay. I think there's a lot of things that people do because they think that it's going to protect their assets, and what it does is puts their money at risk. And I'm going to use the term elder and the term sandwich generation. The elder can be any age, just as long as they're the oldest generation, and the sandwich generation can be any age also. And what many people do, particularly women who've been widowed and then they are alone, they put bank accounts or brokerage accounts or the house deed in their name and a child's name. And that, to me, carved in stone, is a no-no, because it's jeopardizing the elder's money. Let me explain. Let's just say that the mother has three daughters, Anna, Belle, and Carla. And the mother says to Anna, I'm going to put $10,000 in a bank account in your name and my name. Okay. Well, Anna is in a car accident, dies first. That $10,000 is accounted for IRS purposes in Anna's state, but it wasn't Anna's money, it was her mother's money.
Hmm.
Okay. Anna runs into financial difficulties. Creditors go after that bank account, but it wasn't Anna's money, it was her mother's money. All right. The same thing with brokerage accounts, or if a house deed is in the parent's name and a child's name. Creditors can go after that house and put liens on it. It's really the mother's, you know, house.
I'm getting so depressed. What can we do?
Well, you do. What you do is the parents need to keep their assets in their name only and have the child have what's called durable power of attorney.
There you go.
Okay. That means that when the parent needs help in handling the finances, that this child, whom they've selected and they trust, can help them, whether it's paying the bills or making decisions for finances or investments. There's a helper. Now, just because a person has somebody else designated as power of attorney doesn't mean that they give up control of their assets. You still control your assets as long as you can or you want to. I had power of attorney for both of my parents, And for my father, I didn't use it until 6 months before he died at age 94. Because up until that point, he was perfectly capable of handling all the household expenses, taking care of his investments, and so forth. And then he decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. So then I exercised the power of attorney. Up until that point, he still handled everything.
That's very unusual that to be that age. That's wonderful.
Well, this is true.
That's great. My situation was my dad, wasn't capable of handling it. And so having the durable power of attorney meant that I could step in and make changes and decisions for him because of the onset of dementia.
My situation was when my mother first got ill, I did not have power of attorney because she was a control freak and wouldn't give anyone. And not only did I have to take over her finances, I needed to run her business.
Right, oof.
And I had no legal authority to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, none of her customers or clients questioned it. I said, my mother's in the hospital sick, and I'm, running things for her, and no one questioned it. But when you come to legalities, I didn't have any legal authority to do what I did.
Mm-hmm. So are there areas...
So people need to do these things to protect themselves and to enable other family members to keep things rolling smoothly without having to go to court to seek guardianship, at which point a complete stranger can be appointed by the court to make financial decisions for you.
So it all comes down to start early, start having these conversations early on.
Yes.
And one of my guests, I think it was last week, said, a good way to approach it is to say, Mom, Dad, in case something happens to me, here's my paperwork, here's what I want you to do, here's my durable power of attorney, here's where all my, my stuff is, God forbid something happens to me, I want you to not have to, struggle to find everything, and so here's my stuff, now where's yours?
That's exactly right.
Let's sit down and talk about it.
A lot of people have difficulty thinking about living wills, which is your medical power of attorney.
Yes, you need that too.
And the same kind of situation where the older person is beginning to feel vulnerable because they see a lot of their friends dying. They don't want to talk about it. But again, if the children say, okay, Mom, here's our power of attorney forms. This is what we want if something happens to us, and go through the forms and their answers and so forth, and then say, okay, we would like to know what you want if something happens to you.
That's right. And it's so important. I know you talk about this in your column a lot, that, we want to keep people as independent as long as possible. So, the ways to do that and helping them to make sure that you don't have to go through this, but get your ducks in a row early on.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh.
It makes it much easier for families, and that way the older person, or the young, it can be a young person who's in an automobile accident, but then they've selected
what they want.
The person they trust to do what they would want to do for themselves, and that's the key to it.
I want to give out your website. It's thesandwichgeneration.com.
Correct.
And Carol, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Bye-bye now.
Okay.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, inviting you to check out all the valuable resources I have for you on ElderRage.com. Now stay tuned, because we're going to have another enlightening hour of Coping with Caregiving. And join us here on Saturdays. And don't forget, you can listen to my programs online anytime.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birdies on the Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rocky Robin, let it blow, Rocky Robin. Let it blow, 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 Rocky Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Every little swallow, every chicken feet.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.